This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States conducted military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said Thursday's strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to strike only Syria and not Iraq, at least for now, also gives the Iraqi government some breathing room as it carries out its own investigation of the February 15th attack. The rocket attacks on U.S. positions then were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. On Thursday, President Joe Biden called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted the recent release of several Saudi American activists and affirmed the importance the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. The White House did not provide an explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom and alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its regional rival, Iran.